Stop Africans doing great things.
And Victor Ngobese is center manager at the Zicabangeleni Self-Health Association for the Physically Disabled, ZISHAP. Victor, thank you so much, my brother, for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, sir.
So tell us a little bit about Zicabangeleni Self-Help Association. Where did this idea come from, Victor?
Okay, thank you very much for your for me being here. Zicabangeleni Self-Help Association for the Physically Disabled. It's an organization that was formed by Mr. Petros Ngema on the 22nd of August, 1987. Mm. Yes. The real purpose of this organization was to empower people living with disability to create a self-initiative that will help people living with disability to be able to be something, to have a, to reach their full potential in life.
And so where did it start out, Victor?
Our organization is situated in Ketlehong. At Egorule in Katlong, okay. Formerly called the East End. Yes.
Okay.
Next to the old Natal State Hospital. Yeah. In fact, it's opposite the old Natal State Hospital.
Right. I'm interested mostly about this idea about self-initiative, particularly for people who are disabled. This idea of self-initiative, what does that mean?
Normally, let me just put it this way. Let's say, for example, currently we have people who are living with disabilities. Most of them, they earn grants for living.
Yeah.
There is a need for them, as I said earlier, to reach their full potential in life. For an example, it is effective for our it's an entrepreneurship approach. What is happening is that when this organization was formed, we had what we call a workshop, electrical assembly. We had what we call woodwork, sewing, as well as computer training.
Yep.
Those are the years.
So it's not just a matter of people giving the people at the center things, it is the people at the center finding ways of creating ways by which they can make a living for themselves. Is that the idea here?
Yes, it is the idea. For an example, we have a workshop, as I was saying, there's this workshop that's called electrical assembly.
Yeah.
That we they are doing what we have to call I'm trying to get away. What we call plugs, plugs for we use at our homes. We contracted it with a Crabtree that is called a Lightmaster. It's known as Lightmaster.
Right.
So what they outsource to us, then we assemble these things and we get them back to Crabtree or Lightmaster.
Why didn't you go the route of just asking for money or things of that nature? Why this entrepreneurial sort of approach? Many organizations are doing very well from the basis that they simply ask organizations and the greater community to give them things. They don't necessarily engage in initiatives to... what's the right word? To get involved in some sort of an entrepreneurial venture. Why did you guys choose to do so?
I think this helps for a longer sustainability, in fact. Because when you give people skills, you arm them for the future.
Sure.
Yes, it's very important for us. Because normally, it's like, for example, as I was saying, our people earn a grant. But We've got people who are experts in doing something. For example, we have a woodwork.
Yeah.
Where you've got beneficiaries that have a disability are able to create coffee tables, ironing boards, anything that has to do with wood.
Yes.
They're able to do this. Yes. So it helps a person because he cannot only earn his grant, but at the same time, he can make an extra cash by doing something that can help him to sustain himself.
Yes.
Himself. Yes, or herself. Yes.
And is it something that a lot of people have taken to? You know, as you say that, you know, a lot of people get a grant, right? And some may argue that that's an incentive perhaps to make you not want to do something. Are you finding that a lot of people are of taking the initiative of ukuzicabangela?
Yes, because normally, let me just put it in this way. Most of them, they have potential. It's not about getting grant and being disabled.
Yes.
They have a potential. For example, we last trained youth in computer skills so that they can be able to go and do computer work.
Yep.
Like, for example, they can help others to fix their computers. As now, one of our plans is to start a project for cell phone repair for people living with disabilities.
Yeah.
So they can be able to fix cell phones on their own.
Sure. And how successful has this all been? How successful has this initiative been? I mean, you've been around since what year again? You said
1987.
How successful, in your opinion, has this initiative been?
It has. Let me just go back a little. Like in 2010, yeah, from 2010 up to, it was about 3 years, we had a sponsorship by MTN.
Yep.
Where we were training on the field of woodwork, sewing, as well as computer training.
Yeah.
So we approached people living with disability. They came in. They were trained in those different departments.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they were able to be placed in companies.
Hmm. So people were ultimately able to find employment, gainful employment, and not have to be looking at grants all the time, I suppose, yeah?
Yes, yes. We had one of our late lady who had a disability, was employed by a particular company.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. It definitely helps them. They do have a potential, most of them.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the process of becoming a part of Zicabangeleni Self-Help Association. How do you find people? How do you recruit people? Or how do you get people to be part of the association?
Normally, we work with other organizations. What happens is that we reach out to the communities, do house-to-house visits, trying to find people with disabilities.
Yes.
When we find them, we encourage them to come to our place.
Yes.
Yes. It depends because their disabilities differs with regards to, like, for example, we've got those who are in wheelchairs, paraplegics. We've got slow learners.
Yes.
We've got others who are blind.
Right. So yes. There's no limit to the kind of disability that somebody has. Any type of disability, you're welcome to be part of Zicabangeleni.
Yes, yes. Because we do, in fact, there's this slogan by the disabled people that says, nothing about us without us.
Indeed, indeed.
Yes, and, we need to.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, we need to make them feel important in our communities.
Yes.
Yes.
So tell me about the age groups that you service? How, from which age to which age?
Our age group, in fact, had no limit. Why? What? It's from 21.
Yeah.
Up to the age of 60.
All right. So it's adults. It's not. It's not children. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have adults. We do also have adults.
What I'm saying is that, do you have children?
No, we don't have children. It's from 21.
Okay, from the age of. So it's mostly adults. It's exclusively adults that you work with there.
Yes.
And don't you get a situation where perhaps somebody might feel a little bit ashamed to be associated with Izicabangele, because, you know, maybe there might be the stigma that says these are people that are can't look after themselves? Do you ever find that sort of thing?
We do. But normally, because our staff is friendly, what we normally do, we engage with them.
Yeah.
In such a way that they feel important and they're able to open up. We had this, such situation, you know, you find someone who's disabled.
Yes.
Feeling that she's alone or he or she is not worth it. But as soon as they come there, we encourage them. They end up being happy. They end up being proud of themselves.
How do you determine somebody's disability, especially in situations where it's not as obvious, it's not visible? For example, if somebody's looks able-bodied and disabled, how do you determine as an organization if somebody has maybe some cognitive or maybe, let's say, mental disabilities? How do you guys determine that?
We work with other organizations that, like, for example, there's a school next door of us that is called Zimeleni.
Okay.
They deal with, yes. We engage with such a organization, as well as other organizations that have such people and schools. So they come to us.
All right, but so those people come to you already determined as somebody who needs assistance because they've got a particular disability. You don't do it yourself. You don't check that yourself. You don't have the capacity to check it for yourself.
We also do that. It's just that that other school is actually much more. They deal with them before they, for example. It's from young children up to the age of 21. Then after that, then you are being transferred to us.
Right. And at this stage, how many people do you employ to look after the people that are part of the programs of Zicabangele?
Currently, we have 10 staff members.
And how are they getting paid? Where do you get remuneration from them?
What happens is that we have a service. If you've seen our, what you call, profile.
Yes.
We have a parking service, a car parking service.
Right.
Where vehicles of different kinds, they come and park at our yard. It's a very big yard. It's very, very big.
Yeah.
Yes. So they park there. So they pay for parking in our yard.
And why would they want to park in your yard? Why are there events that happen outside of your yard that people would need parking for?
Most of them, they don't have garages.
So it's people in the community itself. So they use your yard and as parking for people who might not have a place to park at their own home.
Yeah, or sometimes you find you say you have a house that has no garage,
yes,
and it's exposed. The car can be exposed to any criminal activities. Then,
you see, Victor, I'm fascinated by the idea that your approach to the development of the people whom you are helping at Zicabangele is about thinking of ways by which you can You know, bring in some income. It's not just about asking and asking and asking. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with asking, but it appears to me that the whole focus is about finding ways. And I suppose that's why the name Zicabangeleni, think for yourself, right? Use your own initiative. Is about finding ways in the community, finding ways in the in society generally of helping the people that you guys are helping. Is that something that started out right at the beginning of the organization?
Yes, that was a plan from the founder, the late Mr. Petros Nema, because he saw a need. To have, because at the end of the day, you know, sometimes people living with disabilities, they're sometimes marginalized.
Yeah.
People think that no, if you are disabled, you actually can't do anything.
Of course. But you see, I'm still fascinated. I suppose I'm still looking for. I'm fascinated by why it became a policy that. Instead of asking and asking for donations and so forth, you decided to go this route of basically saying, let's find a way to ukuzicabangela, a way of doing this thing by thinking for ourselves. Where did that come from? How did that idea become a reality that defined your organization?
Come again?
How did the thinking that said, instead of just asking, how did that come about? Because a lot of organizations are asking, right? And you guys have chosen not to ask. You think for yourself. Where did that come from?
Okay. Let me put it in this way. You know, as a human being, when you sit down, you don't find employment. You sit down and say, what is it that can make me able to succeed in life?
Yes.
You don't actually look for people, because you'll be going up and down trying to asking for from people. You don't necessarily get what you want.
Yes.
But if you sit down and use a skill that you have, that makes you at least be able to go forward in life.
Yes. No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the fascination from my side as to the existence of Zicabangeleni, that in the face of all of the problems that, you know, organizations such as yourselves face, you guys are adamantly going ahead and thinking of different ways of creating income. Give me some of the programs that you are involved in as Zicabangeleni. I'm sure it's not just the making of plugs. Are there other things that you're doing there?
We have sewing. There's a sewing room. We have a sewing as well as what you call woodwork.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, yeah, it's woodwork. Then we have a computer center as well.
Right. And yes, with the sewing and the woodwork, how does it work? If I want to perhaps build a kitchen, would I come to Zicabangeleni and say, please make a kitchen for me? Is that how it works?
Definitely. We can do it for you.
Okay.
We can definitely do it. We have a very capable person who can do that.
Right. And I imagine it would be the same for sewing?
Same for sewing.
All right, and how does it work? So does a person come to Zicabangeleni and say, I've got an order for so many overalls, please make them for me, or how does it work?
Yes, it works that way.
Okay. And so does that mean that you are a business?
Not really a business, because currently we don't have a market, say. Currently, we don't have a market. What we are trying to do now, as I'm speaking, we are trying to get companies that can be able to come and see what we are doing. For example, We have a very, very, very beautiful ironing board. Someone can come and see that ironing board. Then a company, or let's say, for example, okay, ShopRite, they can buy those ironing boards from us.
But then do you not have maybe somebody like yourself, Victor, you know, somebody who's a good speaker like you to go to and an organization like that and say, we've got beautiful ironing boards, come and see them, or here's a sample, please sell them in your shops. I mean, do you only wait for them to come to you?
No, we have a plan for this. We have a plan for that.
What is your plan, Victor?
Okay. What happens that, like, let me just give an example. When we create ironing boards and these other stuffs, we display them. Hello, can you hear me?
Sorry, Victor. Victor, you say I lost you there. You said, how does it work?
We make them and we display them.
Or you display them. And where do you display them, Victor?
No matter what happens, let me just give you some.
Yes.
Let me just say, what happens as disabilities, we normally have days.
Yes.
Where people can go to a particular place.
Right.
With what they are doing. Like, for example, we've got some organizations that create beads. We create furniture. Then we've got other organizations that create something different. So we meet to a particular place where we show these things.
Okay. So you don't just wait for people to come to your premises. You also go to other places and you display those things. And how successful is that initiative?
It is. Because as soon as we have those, we do that. People come.
Yeah? Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, people come and currently, like, for the past week, we've been having visits from different companies who are interested in our area.
Okay.
Yes.
You see, the reason why we have this program, Victor, is because, one, we love the work that you guys are doing of trying to help people with disabilities in your area. But not only that, we love the way that you are doing it.
Okay.
In other words, we love the fact that you are not just talking about those disabilities, but you are saying those disabilities don't have to be something that stops us from using our own initiative, our own talents, so that we can be able to feed ourselves. So we love that idea, that kind of initiative, that kind of idea that says we are not going to just sit around with our hands stretched out for things to be given. So we like that idea. And really the idea is to also give you exposure so that people who hear this conversation can then be more and more curious to say, maybe we need to give Victor Ngobese a call. Maybe there's an owner of a company listening to this show right now as I speak to you. It says, you know, I need some ironing boards, or I need some overalls, or I need whatever it is that you make, more plugs, right? And then they can give you a call and say, listen, we'd like to see more of the things that you do, and then maybe get into a place where you start discussing prices and so forth. Do you not run into a situation there at Zitlabangeleni, Victor, where somebody is going to see you just as a business and say, no, but these people, they're a business, man. They make things and they're just a business. There's nothing special about them.
Not yet so far. So normal people visit us because it can't, in fact, we are in NPO and in introspect.
Okay, you're in NPO. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are members of Zitlabangeni? In other words, those people who are not members of staff, but who are, you know, the people that you are assisting, you know, the beneficiaries, that's the word I'm looking for.
We've got 34 beneficiaries.
34 beneficiaries, all above 21 years old, eh?
Yes.
And give me a sense of men and women. How are they divided in that sense, out of the 34?
Females, we've got, I think, 17 females.
Okay.
17, yeah.
All right. And then the rest are males.
Yes.
And what is the general, the biggest disability there? What is the big disability there?
It's intellectually impaired.
The what impaired?
Intellectually impaired.
Oh, the intellectually impaired. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. And what sort of programs are you working with them about? What sort of initiatives and programs do you have for them?
These are the ones that do this electrical assembly.
Okay. And do they get any money? Do you pay them for the work?
Yeah, what happens is we've got what you call, as I said earlier, Crabtree, that is a light master, that outsource these things to us.
Yes.
What happens is then they do them, then we invoice them.
Okay, you invoice them, and the beneficiaries, what sort of benefits do they get out of the work that they have performed, Victus?
What is happening there, they out of what they're getting as a grant, they get something, it means they can get an extra money that they can use. Also, what is happening, we do have what we don't only sit there and work. We do what we call sports. We've got sports also, so sports.
Oh, sports. So
yeah, but on our side as disability, we call them spirit games.
Spirit games. And it's just it's sport, eh?
Yes, we gather together in a stadium. We go to a stadium.
Yes.
Then we get different organizations that have disability. Then they do sports there. For example, we've got we've got golf.
Yeah.
Folding, water, different activities that are done there.
And why do you call them spirit games?
You know the something that inspires them.
Okay.
When they are there, yeah, they become so happy.
Yes.
Because we cater them with everything that they need. So when they come back, so it feels like they've been in heaven.
Okay. yeah, I can understand how spirit games can put you in the heaven.
Yeah, it's a paradise.
No.
Yes, it's a yeah.
That's nice. You know,
what happens after that? Yes. They get medals.
They get medals, yeah?
They get medals, yeah. So can you imagine when that particular person sees that medal, he feels important.
Of course.
He feels important.
Of course.
Yes.
Do you pay them, Victus?
For
the work that they do with the plugs and the...
Yes, they get paid. They get paid for that.
And what sort of payment do they get?
It's a stipend. Let me just call
it
that.
It's a stipend. Okay.
Yeah, it's a stipend, but it's not much. It just adds to what they have.
Yeah, yeah. What do they have?
I'm saying, like, since they're earning a grant.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So this stipend is an addition to already what they have. That's why we encourage them. It's important for us to have, when they join us, it's important for them to be earning a grant.
Do you fall under a particular government regulatory sort of space? Does government come and check the work that you do and your books and so forth?
We have a Department of Social Development.
Okay, and they come and they check you there?
what DSD does, they offer us a fund, they offer us money for, like we buy food,
okay,
as well as materials for cleaning. So what happens, when they are there in the morning, they get tea.
Yes.
They have lunch.
Yes.
Yes.
And are there any of the beneficiaries that stay at Zitlabangeleni?
No, we don't have a place to stay. They just come in the morning and yes. go and leave in the afternoon. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And is there some sort of transportation system that fetches them? I'm thinking specifically about those people who are intellectually. What did you call them? Intellectually challenged.
No, intellectually impaired.
Intellectually impaired. Is there some sort of a transport that fetches them and brings them to Zitlabangeleni?
Most of them, they walk to and from.
Okay, they walk.
In fact, we might call them that, but they are very smart.
Of course, you know, I must agree with you that once you've got people that, if you give people a chance to express themselves, many times we find that we make a big mistake of thinking that there's something all they can offer is just to be people that are looking for help. But very often we find that people who are in that situation can really surprise us when our victims. Yeah. The reason
if you can take a plug.
Yeah.
From Crabtree and look at it, you say you use it in your home and you tell someone, do you know this thing was assembled by a person with disability?
Yes. Then they find, no, this is very good, yeah?
Yes.
All right, Victus. I'm going to let you go. Before I let you go, I want to find out if somebody wants to assist you as an organization, maybe they want to give you some equipment. What type of equipment that you would need at the moment for which programs?
What currently we are planning to have a gardening project. We had a gardening project.
Yes.
We are revamping it, trying to make it very, very big.
Right. And is that gardening project for food or is it just for beauty?
It's for food.
For food. What
yes, it's
what
for food.
What type what types of crops are you planting there?
Cabbage, beetroot,
tomatoes and potatoes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the plan.
And do the beneficiaries eat from that?
Yes. Yes, it do benefit from that.
So what is it that you would require at least as help for the Zitlabangeleni Help Association?
We would like to have tools for gardening. We also would like to have what you call machinery for woodwork.
Machinery for woodwork. Huh? Okay, so there's a lot of carpentry there.
A lot of carpentry is going on there. Yes.
And who is mostly involved with the carpentry there? Do you have supervisors, teachers?
Yes,
how does it work?
We do have people who are there.
Who are there? Who are doing what?
We have a person who is very dedicated to deal with carpentry.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Also, what we're doing, just to add,
yes,
we were fixing what you call this thing, pallets.
Yes.
Yeah, we're fixing pallets for a company called, Saint-Gobain.
Saint Cobain. All right. And what does Saint Cobain do?
Weber. It was bringing the pallets to us.
But the broken pallets, and then you fix them for Saint Cobain, and then they send them back to Saint Cobain. Do they pay you, Victus?
They pay us for that.
They pay you for that?
They pay us.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you, Victus, how did you get involved with Zitlabangeleni Self-Help Association?
I came in... In fact, I came in as a helper. Somebody with disability.
Yes.
Yeah, approached me.
Yes.
Because I knew the guy and said, no, Victor, you know we can do something. I know you, if you can come there. But the main thing, I came in as a person who came in for fixing. I was called to fix computers.
Yeah. Yeah. And now what do you do there?
I'm now a center manager.
You are the center manager there.
I mean, just to fix computers. Then I was called by the then center manager, the late Mr. Ngema, called me and told me that they were doing trainings for computer. So the computers were broken. They needed to be fixed. Then I checked the computer room. I fixed them all. Then after that, I was called again and said, no, can you teach computer? I said, yes, I can teach computer. So I came in, I taught computer then. That's how I came in.
Okay. So you do computer, you can teach, you can run the center.
Yes.
No, that's nice. And how long have you been doing this, Victor?
I've been there since 2010.
Oh, you've been there for some time now, almost 20 years. No, more than 20 years, eh?
Yes.
2010. No, it's not 20 years. It's more than 10 years. More than 10 years. And what has been the most rewarding thing about working there? Zicabangeleni for you, Victor?
You know, the most rewarding thing, it's, as I said, working with people with disability. I've learned so much. Mm. I've learned so much. For an example, no matter where we are born, we are human beings.
Yes, yes.
Yes. That's what I've learned from them. Because there's a stigma that is attached to if we have a disability.
Yes.
People think you are not normal, you're not human.
Indeed.
Yeah, but now when you engage with them, that passion being with them.
Yeah.
So you learn to love people.
Indeed.
Yes.
And you at home, do you have your own family, or do you stay perhaps at the center there?
No, I have my own family.
Okay. All right.
And
this is what you do full time, eh?
Yes, I do it full time.
Okay. No, Victor, I'm going to ask you for your contact details now. Perhaps those people who might want to assist you as an organization will give you a call and say to you, listen, we've got some carpentry things that we can give you. It has happened here on this show. Or we can give you some things for gardening and so forth. And maybe even help you with some money. Sometimes people want to help you with money, right?
Would accept that.
Of course. Right. Now, Victor, give me your contact details, my brother.
Okay. It's 081.
Yeah.
312.
Yeah.
367.
Give it to me.
081.
Yes.
312.
Yes.
367.
Give it to me again.
081.
Yeah.
312. 3697.
Victor Ngobese, South African, doing great things, my brother. I want to thank you for the work that you are doing there, for all 34 of the people that you are assisting there.